Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called The Truth About Dragons. This was written by Jamie Zollers, and it's read today by Mommy and... Hold on, we're thinking. What? Oh, it took me a very long moment to understand why he wasn't saying anything. But now I understand. Because he is a creature that has no sound. He is a very hostile creature, though. He is a Kakamora from Moana. If you've seen them, they're little pirates that are made out of coconuts. I'm sorry, they're not made out of coconuts. They just live inside of coconuts. Yes. So watch out. Hold on to your coconuts. Let's get into it. The stories about dragons are true. What a way to begin a story with a statement so bold. The stories about dragons are true. Dragons roam wild, have terribly sharp teeth, and hunt day and night. At least that's what the book says. And in the picture, we can see a little girl, and there are half a dozen dragons in front of her. And they do look very dangerous, with very sharp teeth. But I don't know. Dragons tower and hover and smother until there's almost no sunshine left. But the real truth about dragons is that their socks don't always match. Wait, what? That took a turn for silly that I wasn't expecting. But it's true. Look at the picture. We can see this dragon has some beautiful red shoes on, but their socks do not match. One is striped and one has hearts on it. I'm very confused. Dragons are hungry. Dragons devour. Like rascals, they rattle and rumble and roar and clamor and thunder and crash until the air is thick and fierce. Whoa. And in the pictures, we can see them doing all sorts of things. First of all, they're in a library with a bunch of books around them. And we can see what kind of books are around them. Let's see, there's, the tacos, Dragons Love Tacos book. We read that one. And over here's The Hobbit, which has a dragon in it. Ooh, there's tons of books about dragons. In fact, all their books, I feel like, are dragon books. Beowulf? My goodness. There's lots of dragon books happening here, which makes sense. But the truth about dragons is that even the roaring need their rest. And sure enough, there they all are on their cots, curled up with their saxophones and banjos and cymbals, but here they are having a nap. You gotta have a nap. You gotta put your instruments down and you gotta take a nap every now and then, don't you think? Dragons are boastful. They swagger and crow, though many have talents that whisper. It's true. They're kind of like us, right? See this, we can see in the picture, one of the dragons, her talent is drawing. She's a very talented artist, wouldn't you agree? Dragons are wanderers of wetlands and wilds and hunters of relics and rocks for their pockets. Dragons are seekers and fearless believers that ruling their castles is better with friends. And in the picture, we can see all of these dragons kind of look like What? What would you think? Aha, my Kakamora agrees. He can see. In the pictures, we can see that there have been all these dragons, but little bit by little bit, the socks and the shoes and the random colors of these dragons are now the socks and shoes and random colored outfits of children. They are now kids. But sometimes they challenge and pick and provoke and nettle and needle and pester and poke. There's a lot of big words there. Do you know what it means to needle someone? Well, you know what a needle is, right? It's a super sharp thing you can sew with. Imagine having somebody jab you with one of those. Ooh, that would needle me. That would hurt. That would bug me. That's exactly what it means. And in the picture, we can see here comes a new dragon. This one's green, and he's got a soccer ball. And sometimes they dare you to be your own knight. And up comes a kid who's got a shield and a sword. But they see a dragon instead. And in the picture, we can see she has turned into a big, frightening dragon with a sword and a shield. And the other dragon, the green one with the soccer ball, is now a little boy who's going, whoops, maybe I shouldn't have messed with this girl. She's a pretty scary dragon. Well, dragons are testy. And dragons may snap. And sometimes they're sorry, but can't find the words. So the real truth about dragons, the one stories don't say, is that we all see dragons until one day they're kids. So I guess what the moral of the story is you are a dragon. At least, maybe today. Unless you're a Kakamora. In which case, you had better be a Kakamora. And that, my friends, is the end.